This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Senior Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel pledges to work for the development of his home district, Tanahun. Two industries shut down by administration in Hetoda Industrial Zone. An Islamist militant killed 10 people in Somali hotel attack. Now, the news in detail. Senior leader of Nepali Congress, Ramchandra Paudel, has pledged to work for the development of his home district, Tanahun. He said that his goal is the development and prosperity of the district. Speaking at a gathering of party workers in Ward No. 1 of Pahano Municipality of Tanahun this morning, Paudel shared that he was active in the politics to raise the living standard of the people of Tanahun through the development and prosperity of the district. On the occasion, the Nepali Congress leader also announced he will contest in the November 28th parliamentary elections from Tanahun constituency number 1. He said that the current ruling alliance was formed among the political parties was formed to protect the constitution and it will continue in the future as well. Targeting the upcoming elections, senior leader Paudel has intensified meetings with the party cadres in his home district. The Makwanpur District Administration Office has sealed off two industries operating in Makwanpur's Hetoda Industrial Zone yesterday. The administration has said that both industries have been sealed off for producing and selling non-edible food products. A team led by Assistant Chief District Officer of Makwanpur, Badrinath Gaire, shut down Anamika Food Industries and Valley Feed Private Limited. The Anamika industry was found producing food products without obtaining a food production license, while Valley Feed was found selling its production without mentioning the production date and expiry date. The administration has also seized 260 sacks of animal feed produced by Valley Feed. Further action is being taken against the two industries. A father and son have died this morning due to electrocution in Nepalganj. According to District Police Office Baki, 40-year-old Parshuram Kalwar and his 25-year-old son Bablu Kalwar, residents of Nepalganj Submetropolitan City 17, died in an accident that happened while charging an e-rickshaw. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ramprasad Gharti said that Parshuram died while trying to save his son after he was hit by the electric shock as he tried to charge his e-rickshaw. They were rushed to nearby health facility where they died while undergoing treatment. An earthquake measuring 4.8 on Richter scale occurred early today at 1:28 a.m. According to National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, the epicenter of the earthquake was around Hattisar in Bake district. The research center said that it was not an aftershock of the Gorkha earthquake, but a fresh tremor. The shock of the earthquake was felt in Bake and Bardia in western Nepal and neighboring India. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Security officials have said 10 people have been killed after Al-Shabaab militants stormed a hotel in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Police said attackers detonated two explosives outside the hotel before entering the building and opening fire. An affiliate of Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab has engaged in a long-running conflict with the federal government. The group controls much of southern and central Somalia, but has been able to extend its influence into areas controlled by the government based in Mogadishu. Yesterday's attack marks the first in the capital by the group since Somalia's new president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, was elected in May. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said United Nations officials will be granted permission to visit and inspect the Zaporizhzhia nuclear complex. The Kremlin made the announcement after a call between Mr. Putin and French President Emmanuel Macron. It came as claims of fighting near the plant continued, with four civilians reportedly injured by Russian shellings. The plant has been under Russian occupation since early March, but Ukrainian technicians still operate under Russian directions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the prospect of an inspection in his nightly address, but said specific details were still being worked out. Kiev says Russia has turned the complex into an army base, deploying military equipment, weapons, and about 500 troops who are using it as the site of a shield to attack towns across the Dnieper River. Separately, the U.S. has pledged yesterday to send more arms and ammunition to assist in Ukraine's war effort. Ukraine has been heavily dependent on weapons supplies from its Western allies to assist its resistance against the Russian invasion. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. As the axis of the monsoon through is located towards north of the normal position in the western part of the country, while in the east, axis of the monsoon through is located in the normal position. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Likewise, for tonight, the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Gandaki province. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of the federal capital, Kathmandu, is recorded at 19.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 31 degrees Celsius with 39.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Senior Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel pledges to work for the development of his home district Tanahu. Two industries shut down by administration in Hetora Industrial Zone. And Islamist militants killed 10 people in Somali hotel attack. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.